It's Friday, which is when we hear from StoryCorps, and today we have Greta Bergman, a native Alaskan who's a member of the Gwich'in Nation. For years, she wanted traditional facial markings. At one time, those markings were banned for Indigenous women. But in 2016, she became one of the first women in the Gwich'in Nation to get tattooed.
They are strong lines, bold lines, no fooling around lines.
They're no lines.
Greta sat down for StoryCorps with Sarah Whalen-Lund, the artist who gave her markings.
My dad would have hated it. He would have looked at me and he would have said, "What the hell you do that for?" You know, my dad was beaten in school for speaking his language because being Native was the worst possible thing you could be. And so I didn't know anyone who had their traditional markings. And every time I brought it up, I always got the same sort of, "This is taboo. We don't do this."
A lot of people are still scared.
Mm-hmm.
When I gave you your markings, I didn't yet have any of mine. So you all of a sudden became this pillar of strength to me.
Oh, I'm weak as hell, girl.
No, but you're not. You keep on saying that, but it is not true. I see who you are. You were the first person that I tattooed.
I didn't realize I was the first one.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't going to tell you.
Well, I'm glad I was anyway. You were somebody that I could trust.
When I came over to do your markings, I was nervous, but I remember looking down and you were laying there and your daughter was holding your hand.
She was 7 at the time.
That moment was a changer for me.
It was a changer for me too.
It's more than just your appearance. It changes the way that you carry yourself. And we're doing it so that our girls can.
Yeah. I feel like I've given them something that my grandmother had taken away from her.
Mm-hmm. You show them it's okay to be who you are and be proud of that.
Greta Bergman and Sarah Whalen-Lund in Anchorage, Alaska. Their StoryCorps interview is archived at the Library of Congress.